Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your amazing, perfect love that you so loved the world that you sent your Son so that we could pass from death into life, into your kingdom realities, and we appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you for your Spirit that is available for Jew and Gentile, whosoever you call. So thank you. Thank you for this new and this better covenant in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 22 from verse 8 to 14. Then the king said to his servants, "The wedding feast is ready, yet those who have been invited to attend didn't deserve the honor. Now I want you to go into the streets and alleyways and invite anyone and everyone you find to come and enjoy the wedding feast in honor of my son." So the servants went out into the city streets and invited everyone to come to the wedding feast, good and bad alike, until the banquet hall was cramped with people. Now when the king entered the banquet hall, he looked with glee over all his guests. But then he noticed the guest who was not wearing the wedding robe provided for him. So he said, "My friend, how is it that you're here and you're not wearing your wedding garment?" But the man was speechless. Then the king turned to his servants and said, "Tie him up and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be great sorrow, with weeping and grinding of teeth. For everyone is invited to enter in, but few respond in excellence."
Hallelujah. Yeah, we can just see, you know, that yesterday we shared about that. Stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. The Jews, God made out of Abraham, they all the descendants of Abraham. But when Jesus, the king, the heir of everything, that who made everything, and he came to gather like a hen would gather his chickens, they wouldn't have it. And so they were discarded. They chose not to come in. And it was the problem with these leaders that Jesus is speaking here. These leaders never went into the kingdom. Remember, this parable is about the kingdom. This wedding feast is about the kingdom. It's the realities of what's available in Jesus now, so that we can be the beautiful bride, that we can be his precious body. We can be the peculiar people proclaiming the praises of him who has called us out of darkness. And so they counted themselves unworthy of this God quality of life in Christ Jesus, in the kingdom, in the leading of the Spirit. So now everyone else is being invited to come in. Jew and Gentile can come in now, has got access to the goodness of God, the kingdom, by the Spirit. So that's a reality. But what we can see here further, just as the Jews were moved away, were deceived by lies that came in through the Pharisees and the scribes and the teachers. Yeah. So we also need to hold fast to this, because we see these requirements here. And you see it here with the king coming in and then seeing someone that a wedding garment has been provided for him and he never took hold of it. And what is this? This is the kingdom realities. This is why 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us, make your calling and election sure, so that you can partake of the kingdom realities and not even fall, it even goes on to say. So it's so important. Everything's been done. The old covenant was because of the fall, and the prophets came in and they saw and they mentioned, hey, we need a new heart. We need a new spirit to lead us. Everything that was a problem was seen. And then even Jesus came in on the end and saw what is necessary. And then what was necessary was he would have to die so that a new and a better covenant can come in, that the sin can be taken away and the spirit made available so that we can enter into the kingdom realities. Sons are led by the Spirit. So everything's been done. And this is what the wedding feast is all about. And it's now, and a wedding feast is for us to come, Praise God, that's what we have done. And then to partake, feast, year, and wake up to the kingdom realities where Jesus is the potter and we are the clay, and led by the Holy Spirit into the love of God. And I like your this DPT translation. It says in that, just get to at the bottom. Let me just read them. I swear it. For everyone is invited. Many are called, invited to enter in, but few respond in excellence. And you can see this. I never saw this translation, but I was reading the whole story and then seeing the gist of it. Someone that came in, but he wasn't counting himself worthy, that he was thinking, hey, I'm different from all these people. But the others that had come in, they were taking hold of the wedding garment, the righteousness, the goodness of God, the great and precious promises through which we escape the corruption that is in the world. So it's everything relevant to being a beautiful bride, being a beautiful fragrance. We can't miss out on that, guys. We've got to take this covenant, and it's a lovely, wonderful covenant, and count ourselves worthy, acknowledge the Lord, and walk together with him. How can two walk together unless they agree? So we've got to agree, and that's what it's all about. So everything has been done. This feast is significant of all the promises are yes and amen. There's nothing lacking. The Father knows what we need, and therefore he tells us, Jesus tells us, pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Your will be done. Give us our daily bread. Lead us not in temptation. So everything has been available. And then also the very important, that wedding garment would also be the love. Show that love. Show the goodness of God, the mercy that you've received freely. Show it to the people outside there so they can also come into this wonderful love covenant. So the Jews were made from Abram. That's where the Jewish nation came about. But now, praise God, Jesus has come, and we find our life in him. In him we live and move and have our being. And that's where this bride comes from. That's where this wonderful body comes from. That's where we are now the representatives of the reality of the bigness of God's love, found in the kingdom, found in Jesus, found in the leading of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.